Hey, everybody. Welcome to the official Game Shit podcast. This is episode 697. I'm Bridget Gerald, and today I'm joined by Ryan.
Hello.
Good morning.
Flash flood advisory.
Yep.
It's just soggy outside. Usually check the weather on the Echo.
Mm-hmm.
The Amazon Echo. And when I checked it yesterday, it said there was an aerial flood warning, and I don't think I've ever heard that.
Aerial flood warning.
Yeah, which I assume is like not a flash flood. It's actually like it's going to rain so much, it's going to flood.
Yeah.
But I don't think I'd ever heard that advisory for around here before.
No.
We've had rain every day for like almost a week, it feels like.
Aerial flood warning. The aerial flood warning is issued for high flow or overflow or inundation of a defined area, or when creeks and non-mainstream rivers are expected to flood or remain in flood after 6 hours. Ooh. Crazy.
Yep.
No, you didn't lose no power or anything.
Nope, it didn't even flicker.
It's good.
It stayed really good the whole time, so pretty happy about that.
I only went outside twice yesterday. I ran and got us some breakfast from Chick-fil-A, and then she wanted Sonic for dinner. She just wanted some mozzarella sticks. We didn't really feel like cooking because we had a late breakfast and late lunch, so it was late dinner. It was like almost 7:30 when we had to eat dinner. Normally we eat at 6.
I like to eat at 5:30. If I can help it, just because I don't like eating late.
Mm-hmm.
So if I can help it, I'll eat earlier, but it doesn't always work out that way.
So I'm the 5-hour, 5-hour. So I eat 5 hours later, I eat, then 5 hours later I eat. My breakfast, lunch, and dinner is usually 5 hours apart each.
That's too structured for me.
Yeah, just the timing. I eat around 6:30 for breakfast, 6:15 to 6:30, and then lunch is between 12 and 1, and dinner is between 6 and 7.
I like a little chaos.
Mm-hmm.
In my schedule, but usually it's breakfast. Sometimes I eat, sometimes I skip, and it's kind of all over the place. Lunch, I try to do around from 11 to 12. 11:30 is that sweet spot for when I like to eat, though. And then I like to do dinner 5:30.
Now my breakfast is, I only eat actual breakfast on like days I'm off. Then during the week when I work, it's just a pretty good sized protein shake.
Yeah. I like a protein shake. I do it some mornings.
About 40 ounces of protein shake. That's usually my breakfast. And it's pretty good until, calls me over until lunchtime.
Yeah, I will tell you, the protein shake works fine for me. It holds me over fine, but I do enjoy the act of eating.
Mm-hmm.
Like, I don't just eat because I'm hungry. Like, I enjoy eating, and I don't get anything out of that protein shake.
Yeah.
It doesn't do anything for the experience.
Now, I used to do that. I tried the protein shake with a protein bar, and it was just too much protein, so it was a lot of bathroom visits.
Yeah. I like a protein bar, too. I prefer that over... fills me up quicker, sooner.
Mm-hmm. Now grass at my house is growing like crazy because we're having cut and it's rained pretty much every day.
Yeah, mine's not, I mean, mine needs to be cut, but it's not insane yet because I cut it right before or in the middle of all that rain last time. I was able to get it cut on a little break.
Now, the place where I'm renting at, they cut the grass. And they were out yesterday. As soon as the rain was, the big pour down in the morning was done, they were out cutting.
They clump it up real bad or they bag it?
They clump it.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, see, I did this one last time on a little dry spot and it came out pretty okay. Yesterday, I probably could have mowed because I didn't realize it was, every time I checked it, it said it was going to rain in like 30 minutes and it never did until last night.
Mm-hmm.
So I probably could have got it done. Had I realized, but when I looked at the radar, even it showed it all over top of me. but yeah, it just never did anything.
Yeah, now it did over here pretty much off and on all day.
Yeah, see, it kept missing me, so I could have got it done yesterday. But it's all right. It'll get done when it gets done. Everybody else's looks like crap, too, so.
Now, are you, where our area is at, we're like north of Nashville, and so Nashville got a black bear sighting a couple years ago, and they're slowly moving north, and someone in Montgomery County got a black bear sighting on their trail cam like a week ago, and then one of the workers got a bear in his yard, and he's not that far. He lives off the bypass back here.
Yeah, I saw that. I feel like I don't live in an area where bears want to be at.
Mm-hmm.
I'm somewhat rural, but like there's fields around me and factories around me.
Yeah.
And I don't think they'll appreciate the noise, but also there's not like because there's fields all behind me, there's no like tree line for them to hide in and live in and stuff. So I don't think.
Yeah. So the guy that I work with, he came out. So I heard his chickens and hens and turkeys going crazy. He ran out there and there was a smaller black bear had a turkey in his mouth and jumped over the fence and took off.
Yeah. Now he knows that's where the food's at though.
Yeah. So he was talking about like he's going to have to, you know, go get a permit to get to be able to shoot the bear and all this other, if it comes into his property again.
I don't think shooting a bear is a simple task either. You got to shoot a bear with the right gun.
Yeah. And he's an older gentleman. He's 65. He's one of our maintenance guys.
Like I said, I think there's a lot of places in this area they would be before they're here.
Yeah. But they're slowly creeping up. I mean, coyotes slowly kept up a couple years ago. I remember when I used to drive to Nashville, I would see a dead coyote carcass on the road, exit 39. Then a couple months later, it would be on exit 31. Then it hit exit 24. And then right before I left work in Nashville, it was exit 19. And then I hear people by exit 11 talking about they see coyotes over there by that Subway McDonald's. Late at night.
Oh, I hear them yipping all the time over here.
Mm-hmm.
And have for quite a while. My neighbor, he's got a trail cam back out back of his house, and he says he picks them up on his trail cam. But they've never come over my fence or anything.
Yeah. Wildlife, Mother Nature.
Well, you're destroying everything's environment, so.
Yeah, they got to move.
Keeps moving. And then we destroy that and it moves and eventually it's going to run out of area, but not something we're going to fix on this podcast.
No, my one coworker, one of the IT guy, he owns an apartment complex that he lives in and they have groundhogs pretty bad. And he was talking about he needs to get a gun so he can shoot the groundhogs so they don't mess up his yard.
I have a groundhog. I feed him. I call him Gus.
We have a family of groundhogs behind the house, and I just let them go. I don't mess with them.
My chicken coop, and he does mess my yard up. But honestly, when I mow, my tires press it back down. Anyways,
mm-hmm.
It's not the end of the world. He sneaks in the chicken coop and eats their feed, though.
Mm.
So, I go through more feed, but it's all right.
Our groundhog pretty much
fell in the backyard.
Tears up the not tears up, but does a really good job. Eats all the weeds and grass and trees. The honeysuckle, it loves the honeysuckle.
Yeah, I just think he looks sweet laying out in the middle of my yard sunning. I've got rabbits, squirrels, that groundhog. There's like stuff everywhere in my backyard all the time.
Yeah, I found a turtle back in my backyard before. I'm like, there's no water, there's no creek, nothing there. But it was trying to find one, just moseying through.
Yeah, I found one back here. I rehomed him to it. There's a creek really close to where I am. Spring Creek is over here. So I just went down. It's like not even a mile from here and put him at the actual water.
Mm-hmm.
I used to catch and release the possums that would get in my backyard and take them over there too.
Oh, we used to get possums in our backyard.
But I know nobody will complain if I'm releasing a turtle, but I think if somebody catches me releasing possums over there, they'd be upset.
Yeah.
So I quit doing that.
Apparently possums are good pets.
Yeah, you have to get them when they're babies, though.
Yeah.
If you can get one when it's a baby, apparently they're great.
Yeah, them and raccoons are pretty good as pets.
Yeah, but raccoons are mischievous, and they got thumbs.
Yeah.
So they get into everything. But possums, I think, are pretty good. They're like a mix between like a dog and a cat, I think.
Mm-hmm.
Like a big rat.
They just don't. Yeah, they look. That's the thing. They look like a rat. They don't look good.
Yeah, but if you raise them from a baby, they don't look as like gnarly as they do when you find them in the wild. They look rough in the wild.
Yeah. Always look as they drunk hair.
Yeah. And you got to be careful because a lot of them carry rabies. So even when you find them as babies, you have to get them checked.
Yeah.
Also, I think you're not allowed to keep them without a permit, but people do.
Mm-hmm.
My dad had a skunk growing up.
I heard those are good pets too. Just get them the little stink stack.
Removed.
Yep.
Yeah. They still smell, but not as strong.
I mean, dogs smell sometimes too.
Yeah.
That wet dog smell.
It's I don't know. I still get possums all the time. I just shoo them off now. I don't rehome them.
Yep. So let's talk about did you buy anything, get anything good this week?
I didn't really buy anything. I had purchased a lot of Lego minifigures, mini dolls from Goodwill back on like 6/20.
Mm-hmm.
And for whatever reason, they like never shipped, and they just finally shipped and came in yesterday. I was really confused. Usually Goodwill ships out like the next day or 2 days after.
Yeah.
And they just didn't ship. So they finally did, and they showed up, and everything was fine. But I thought it was really strange that they took so long to come in. But I will say I've been disappointed. I haven't bought anything since then. That was my last purchase on there because I was getting them for like 50 cents to a dollar per minifigure.
Mm-hmm.
And now it's like I can't find them for that price. There was a lot of six, and somebody was paying $20 for them. Plus shipping.
Do you think it's,
that's what I was like seeing more and more of? I don't know. Maybe more people are searching for it.
Yeah.
Maybe they're getting better about how they name the actual like title so that it shows up in a search better. You know, it's like eBay. Like if a store doesn't do a good job in how it names something, then mm-hmm. people see it. So maybe it's just that. Sometimes I see them; they're just listed as like friends, like mini dolls.
Yeah.
And so if you're searching for Lego minifigures, that won't show up. And sometimes it doesn't say Lego in the description. But
yeah, so the description, that was my thing way back in the day when I used to do shoes. You know, I think I've said it before, I'll spell Jordan wrong, incorrectly. And it would stuff would pop up. And then if you spell it correctly, those incorrect ones do not pop up at all. So I would do like Jardondan. I would just try different ways. Take the R out, and you'd just find like five or six shoes that are spelt no listing. Nobody's bidding on it. Nike the same way. You'd find Nike Air Max is just spells Air or Max wrong.
So you know those freezer bags, like the big Ziploc freezer bags?
Yeah, the big gallon ones.
Yeah. So I have it. It's probably three quarters, maybe a little bit more, completely filled with the Friends dolls.
Whew.
There's probably 300 of them in there.
Damn.
Maybe not that many. Maybe 200.
Still a lot.
Probably could assemble another 20, but there would be mismatched.
Mm-hmm.
I have enough hair, enough heads, enough torsos, and enough legs, but it would be chaos. They would be like, if you were doing a city with them, it'd be good just to have like randos.
Yeah.
But what I've noticed about them is the Friends are really what makes them super unique is the hair.
Mm-hmm.
So a lot of them have the same like torsos, or not torsos. The shirts are usually different. They'll have like the same legs though. Like I'll use the same skirt will be on like several of them.
Yeah.
And so the hair is what makes them different. So if you were trying to do a city, like a real city, instead of like the way they do it, which is like Heart Lake City is like a theme for the Friends right now. If you were trying to like set up your own city and use those, it'd be tough because there's only a handful of people.
Mm-hmm.
Not a handful, but there's probably like 30 characters or whatever.
Right.
Get them in different clothes all the time. So even if you mixed and matched them, it would still look like who it is, I guess. But I have a hard time. Sometimes I get pieces and I just can't figure out what they are. Like I got a blue hair and it's actually Ariel's hair from Little Mermaid, but it's in bright blue. But I can't figure out what it came with.
Oh, or what's that or anything like that?
Yeah, so I search it. I don't see anything pull up on Bricklink where I can track it back to the set. It says it came with the, like Google says it comes with the elves set. I type it in. It's not in any of those. So I have several things like that are weird where I can't figure out where they came from. They must not have come from a friend set. They must have come from just a Lego set. And someone just tossed them in there. But her hair is, I don't know if any of the Lego are this way, but the friends, some of them have like rubber hair. Are the Lego minifigures or all the hair that you have all plastic, like hard plastic?
Yeah, every single one.
Yeah, that's the way mine are too. So the friends are a mixture. Some are hard plastic, but some are like this rubbery, like they're soft. And this is a soft one, which leads me to believe that it's from a friend set or a mini doll set. But I couldn't find it because most of the elf sets have hair on them.
Is it this?
Nope. Scroll down. I'll tell you if it's any of them. Oh, there's my girl, though. See that dipshit wearing blue with a blue polo? Scroll up a little bit. Right there. Got him. He was in that set I bought. That lot I bought.
It says his name is Andrew.
Yeah, they all have basic names like that. Yeah, it's not any of these. It's actually if you type in Lego Ariel, it's that hair but blue. They don't call it blue though. They call it azure. So it's that exact hair on the left. That's plastic hair. That's a rubber hair. It's that hair there, but in blue. And I'm talking like Titan's blue, like the light blue. It's really vibrant. Strange. There it is. This is the second one from Toy Pro there. That's the hair that it is. But I can't figure out where it. Dark Azure. You see that listing that was underneath it said that it was from the Elf set, but I can't find that. There's your element ID and your design ID, but if you search to those, it pulls the Ariel sets, and I couldn't find anywhere where it showed the blue one. So I don't know if that was like maybe just a piece somebody got from the Lego store. See, Lego friend's hair. That's all it says on the description. But it's under humans, elves, and dwarves on that site. So I don't really know, but that came in there too. So I have a lot of weird stuff. I have a brown one that has like blue streaks in it, but all has built-in ears in the hair. Because the elves have the pointy ears, and so to show that they actually have the ears molded in the hair because they don't have ears. So that's why I was not sure that it was from the elf stuff. The elf stuff also resells pretty good, and I don't know when those sets came out, but apparently people are after those. So I do have hope that the mini dolls will be valuable because some of those sell 15, 20 bucks a piece.
Yeah,
Look at that thick
interesting.
area. That Diplo Ariel is a little thick. So that's all I bought was that set came in. I went through them yesterday and paired them all up, and I got this little divided, this little box to hold them, all the minifigures, and it's got compartments. And I took apart all the ones that didn't match. So I have like a bin of torsos, a bin of hair, a bin of heads. So now when I get a chunk of them in, I can just go through and look pretty easily for what I need to complete them.
Mm-hmm. Are you going to keep on going through to complete, like to do that as you see them?
I don't know what I'm doing.
I don't know what I'm doing.
I don't want them all, but I do enjoy it. When I can find them for like 50 cents to a dollar a piece, I'll probably always buy those lots if I can find them for that cheap.
Mm-hmm.
My next task needs to be to go in and sort them by character. And I want to take each character and put in bags so that when I get a new one, I can just see if I already have that one.
Yeah.
And then I'll start a bag to resale and I'll put them on eBay. But I'm going to sell them as a lot. I don't think I'm going to sell them individually because I don't want to mess with it.
Right. Because that's just constantly bagging, yeah. Boxing, shipping. You just do one big.
Yeah. It'll be easier for me. But I don't need three of the same guy. Like, I just want one.
Mm-hmm.
And there's some of them where I know I have like probably four and five of the same one.
Yeah. Just the randoms.
Yeah. So I'm going to go through and do that. And I'll probably keep all my stuff that doesn't match. Cause usually like on that set I got yesterday, I think I was able to complete four out of the parts I had that were missing from the new ones. But I got, if you type in Friends, hot dog, Lego Friends hot dog.
Mm-hmm.
There's a set that came with a dude in a hot dog suit. And the whole reason I bought this lot is because that guy was in there. Can you share your screen?
Yep.
Yeah, this bastard here. First off, I think the car is awesome too. And I kind of wish I had the whole set. But I don't, but it's fine. But I got that guy now.
Hot dog guy. Yep.
The photo op thing is cool too. Where mm-hmm. you can like stand on behind it. I think that's kind of cool looking. But yeah, I got hot dog guy. He didn't come with his normal hair, but I actually had his normal hair as a leftover. So he's complete now.
See that? Now, see this stuff like this bothers me. There's two different hot dog trucks.
There's a 4+ and then a regular, I guess.
Yeah.
Click on that 4+ a little bigger. Let's see what it's talking about. It's just a completely different truck with two. But I'll tell you the problem is. So this is just a Lego Friends. Does it say the minifigs names at the bottom?
No. Yeah, Leo. Oh. And Kayla.
Now, if you go back to the other one, click on the one that's a picture of the box. Does it have a picture of the box?
Stephanie and Nate.
See, but this is from like a different, when you look at the picture up top with the girls, like on the right side there, that's from a different like series.
Mm-hmm.
So Friends follows that like web series. So, like, when they shift to, like, a new series, they do stuff over again. They've also been making Friends for longer than I thought. There's a super, like, rare 10th anniversary mini doll they did. So, they've been around for a while. I think the ones they're doing now are, like, Heart Lake City or something like that. So, everything comes from that. And it's they'll hang that up and bring new people in.
Yeah. They have some good like ideas in the sets. Like I wouldn't mind some of the stuff that's in these two hot dog sets.
What I think they hit so well. Lego's like afraid to use color. The Friends sets have such good color in them. That's how they used to do their poly bags.
Mm-hmm. All right, so that's all you got?
I got. Minecraft's all I played. I wasn't super exciting on that side of things.
Yeah, I think it's all we played pretty much is Minecraft. I did get two easy trophies. They had some free games show up. So I got two platinums. I worked on the one for one morning for work, and then the other ones I would just play in the morning before I went to work and grinded those out.
So shovelware platinums.
Yeah.
Trying to catch them all before Sony delist them.
And here's I just downloaded two more, so I have two more to work on over the next couple of weeks in the morning before I go to work.
Let me ask you this. How would you feel if when they delist them, they took your trophies?
Oh, that would suck.
You'd be upset?
Yeah.
Because you earned them, kind of.
Yeah. Because I did spend the time downloading the game and jumped on for the 20 minutes, hour, 5 hours, whatever it was.
Now, I have one, but I did it by accident because it was Honeybee Simulator, and I thought, hey, like, that's a thing I'll love.
Mm-hmm.
I didn't realize what it was when I downloaded. It's like, you know, it's one of those platinum games. But you get it, the platinum, in like 5 minutes.
Yeah.
I don't think it's fair to say I really earned that. Now, I did pay the $1.99 or whatever the game cost. So in a perfect world, they would refund me my $2, delist the game, and take my trophies. I'd be okay with that.
Well, now, that's the thing. So if you paid for those shovelware and they take them off, should they refund you the money? You think they should?
It depends how they delist it. Is it just that it can't be purchased, but I could re-download it? Then I guess not.
No, they just completely remove it.
But if they're going to take it to where I can't even re-download it, they should refund me. But this is the problem. I mean, we talked about it last week.
Mm-hmm.
You don't own the things you buy digitally.
Yeah.
So buckle up for an all-digital future, because it's going to be rocky, because you don't own it.
Mm-hmm.
Sony just pulled a bunch of digital movies from that side.
Yeah.
Like, it's messy.
Yeah. So now with me, I did end up doing the gift of purchase to get the sea serpent. Mm-hmm. I didn't do the plane.
The plane was cool. I didn't know if you had something from Lego City that you could do it with.
I did, but they wouldn't allow it.
I saw somebody else saying that it didn't work for something they were buying.
Yeah, so I had a couple of the food trucks and a couple of the like stuff. And it says city sets, but they didn't want that. And then I tried to do the big... Go ahead.
I think you had to have one set that was over that price is what I was reading.
So I did the modular because I didn't buy the modular set that came out in January. And I tried that one. I didn't have it on there either.
Huh. Maybe they ran out.
Yeah, I don't know. Because after you asked me about it that night, I stayed up for just a couple extra minutes and went through. So I got and bought the Miles Morales Spider-Man mask, the Venom bust. I got the Alice in Wonderland brickheads, and then the Sully, Mike, and Boo. Brickheads as well. So I got the sea serpent.
Here's what I don't understand about you. We showed that sea serpent. You're like, I gotta have that. Like, I have to have it. And then it's available, and I ask you while we were playing Minecraft, I'm like, did you get the sea serpent? And you're like, no. And I'm like, I'm so confused. Because you're like, I gotta have it. And then when it was time to do it, you're like, no, I hadn't even bothered.
I just wasn't in the buying mood at that moment.
Yeah. I saw people going wild over this one. Like, they're buying a bunch of them to get them.
Yeah, like they're selling on eBay. On Mercari and eBay, I've seen it for over $50.
It's so weird, like, there are things I just like and things I just don't like. And I get the nostalgia, but like that set doesn't hit for me at all.
Yeah.
I'd rather save my money and wait for the thing that's going to really pop. I mean, I know there's more of those restaurants coming.
Mm-hmm.
I think they've either announced or showed off. I think they showed them all. There's a taco one coming, I think.
Yeah. So I'm doing good on my points. I have 17,930 points.
I don't have that many, but I'm not in bad shape. Let me see.
It says
really cooled down buying from Lego, and I've been picking stuff up on clearance and then just buying stuff like through eBay or Goodwill.
So I started following.
17,674.
Yeah.
That's where I'm at.
I've been following someone on Instagram who does like deals. So they go through and they spend their time. I know, like, all right, here's Sam's Club's deals. Here's Costco's. Here's Macy's. Here's Target's. Here's Lego's. Here's Walmart's. And it does whoever's doing it, the person, he, she, the company, whatever, they do a really good job at it. So I can, they have the links in it. So I just go to Instagram, pull them up, see what the deal for the day is, see if there's any sets that I want. And it'll tell you 20% off, 30% off. And then they take you to the link straight to to the site. Which I like that.
Yeah, I follow a couple of those too. But I just find like most sales are local, I feel like. So I'll see, they'll say something's on sale. But when I go to, I just had that happen with that Harry Potter like potions class. I think it's like a $14.99 set, but I saw that people were saying it was $9.99 at Target, but mm-hmm. it wasn't at our Target. It was still full price. But then our Target had stuff that those Targets, like that video wasn't talking about.
Yeah.
So it's somewhat store specific on some of that. But they're helpful to know kind of what, especially when they do like the Lego stuff. Now, speaking of insiders, did you get that lunchbox?
No, I did not.
Did you want it?
Yeah.
Me too. I looked at it and I was like, I should get that lunchbox that they put up. It's mm-hmm. like a vintage, for those that haven't seen, it's like a vintage metal lunchbox.
So I already have one lunchbox from a long time ago, probably like 10 years ago.
1500 points. It's got the rocket on it. It's very like Lego vintage. Like it was super cool. It sold out very quickly.
Yeah.
Like I thought about it and that was enough time for it not to exist anymore.
And so the thing with those is they're just throwing stuff on there like randomly, like they'll get a stock, a shipment in of stuff. If something has been sold out, like they had the tic-tac-toe was in, someone online said, oh yeah, that you can pre-order. I went on, looked, gone. But then I saw on there, people were like, I got mine.
If it's ever on, just get two of those. If you ever see those or send mm-hmm. a message, but I'll give you the money equivalent of whatever points it costs.
Yeah.
That's the thing that I want the most from the insiders that I didn't get is the tic-tac-toe. Would you see the little compass thing, the whatever they call it? It's back up there now. And it had been gone for like a long time. It's the little
marine chronometer. Yeah.
That thing was up there and gone. And Matt told me he saw a video saying it was coming back up there. And it's been back up there for like days now and still isn't sold out.
Yeah, I'm looking at it right now.
So I don't really know. Did you, we'll wait to talk about Lego. But the next thing I think I'm going to buy for a gift with purchase is the arcade or the pinball.
Mm-hmm.
I think that's the next thing I want to buy when I want a gift with purchase because I like that pinball. It could have been better. But I think it's neat.
It is. All right. So
it's playable, but it looks lame. But I like it to look good on a shelf.
It will. So let's get into some news. And so we talk about what we've been playing. Same thing, Minecraft. We've been having fun in Minecraft. It's been a hit. Me and Ryan just dive in, do our stuff, have fun. Marshall 205. You know, he has his days. I think he's back. He redid his whole island, his whole house. Looks really good. Fix it up here and there. And then he did go exploring, which I know he likes to go exploring. And he found a copper trial or whatever the trials, which we need to do.
Trials, yep.
Which we need to do, or someone needs to watch a video on it to kind of like explain a kind of idea what it is, the reward, see if it's worth us going. I know one time someone says not worth doing because of how much time the reward you get, you can't split it between people. You got to kind of pick or choose who gets what. So it's mainly
That's one thing we're pretty good about, though.
Mm-hmm.
I don't feel like anybody is stingy.
Yeah.
Everybody has given each other stuff. Like I could say that like without a doubt, like everybody's given people stuff. And when we do projects, everybody contributes. Like I for sure don't feel like there's anybody that's just hoarding things.
Mm-hmm.
So if there were, I guess what I'm saying, like if there was something like super special and one of you guys wanted it more than I did, I'd be okay with that. If it's just like normal materials, like there's always more.
Yeah.
There's a ton of copper down there, which would always be nice to have. I have a lot of copper around my place,
mm-hmm.
Around the zoo that we built. But yeah, so what he was telling me is he just wishes when he found something like that we would have stopped what we were doing and come over there and did it with him. And that's fair. Because we were like, cool, we'll do that some other time. And he was like, well, damn, I'm here and want to do it now.
Right, but we gotta be prepared for that because you need extra armor, you need shields, weapons.
We had enough. We could have got stuff and went and did it.
Yeah, but we were right. Both of us were right in the middle of doing something to stop doing.
But that's what he said frustrates him is every time he finds something cool, we're like, oh, cool, wait for us, and then we don't ever go. And so he just has to forget it, which is why he said he would rather do stuff, just do it when he's there, because he could have got whatever and been done with it.
Yeah.
And I get that. So I'm going to try to do better when he does something like that or find something just going, because I can always do whatever I'm doing later.
And so you have that explorer's chest set up to, when you go explore, you have everything you need. I need to do something like that. So if that happens, I can stop, drop everything off in there, and then suit up and go.
Yeah, that's what. So I put a chest by my door, and I just have it full of things you need when you're going out. So I can just grab a stack of everything in there and leave.
Mm-hmm.
It's convenient, but I did that because that's what happens. He's like, let's go look for something. I'm like, well, hold on. I got to empty my pockets, and then I got to open 17 chests to get the things I need. Whereas I can just grab it out of there and go.
Yeah, that's what I'll do today.
Yeah.
So if it happens, or we can say, hey, he can tell us, hey, Tuesday night, let's go to the Copper Trials. I'll be game to go.
Yeah. Yeah, I know he wants to do them.
Because it'll be fun. All right, so let's get into some news.
Yep.
So PlayStation as usual. So PlayStation's come out and said that the Black Ops port for the PS5 already has more players playing it than their latest game, the Black Ops 7. There's more people playing Black Ops 1 and 2 than the new one.
Not good.
No, not good at all. But time will tell. I mean, people would probably jump in, play for a little bit, then go back to whatever they were doing. All right, so there was a little thing on there saying Sony's is looking at how they know the PlayStation 6 is rumored to be about $1,000. I know people don't want to really pay for it. They're going to have to come up with different ideas to probably make it a little bit less. People were comparing it to saying that, like, Apple did the same thing. Apple got rid of disk drives and it didn't really do much, you know, to hurt them. And then years later, nobody's complaining about it. It says here they removed their CD drive in 2008, and from 2010 and on, no one's complained. So they said you probably get about 2 years of complaining, and then people deal with it and buy it.
So I will say this, as someone who is in, like, the Apple community, and I use a Mac for work, and my dad's always used Apple products, so all growing up I had them. That was a painful 2 years and a loud 2 years.
Mm-hmm.
Like, that, I guess what I'm saying is Sony can do whatever, and it might only be 2 years, but it will be a not great 2 years.
Right. Now, just imagine they announce there's no disc. You know, they're saying there's no disc. Xbox says that we're having disc on our next one.
It's a real opportunity for Xbox to do that. You remember the video where, you know, Sony's like, here's how you share a game on PlayStation, and his hand.
Yeah. Yep.
A few moment.
Yep.
Microsoft has a real chance to do it, but there's also no chance the new Xbox has a disc drive either.
Yeah.
So
I think you'll get
what it is.
I think with both of them, I think that you will have an external disc drive you can buy to play games, but they're not going to have
if they're not making games physically, there's no reason to sell a disc drive.
Well, if you want to play your PlayStation 5 games on it,
they could do a verification,
backwards compatible.
Find a way to verify that on your PS5. I don't know how it's going to work. That's the thing nobody's talking about, is how it's going to work for your older games. But
mm-hmm.
I don't think Sony's going to sell a disc drive. Because I don't think they want people to hold on to that dream.
Yeah.
I don't know. It'll be interesting.
Now, Sony did finally come out and tweet something, or on X, the X something, for the first time in like days after the little hiatus. They did a little post to show them the controller, the Flex Strike wireless flight stick. And people were posting like crazy on there. And then even Domino's got into it. Domino's Pizza UK posted, say, did someone order a digital pizza? Which is pretty funny.
Yeah.
Another company takes a swipe at you. All right. Brazil.
They're going to have to weather this storm. Backtracking now would be the worst thing to do, though.
Because, I mean, it hurt Xbox.
You got to let it be.
All right. So now with this going on, Brazil is taking on digital games. They're passing laws to where you have certain things you have to do to, bills to stop for Sony from doing this. You have to basically let people know you have a certain amount of period. Like, you can't make a game, people buy it, then within 2 years, you cancel it. So you buy a game digitally, 6 months later, oh, it's not working, we're going to cancel it and turn the game off. Their requirement has to be a minimum of at least 2 years. They can't turn a game off without giving anybody within 180-day notice in advance in the game itself, not from Twitter or some website, because not everybody's on all the websites or not on social media.
Digital rights need to be, there needs to be some oversight on digital rights if this is the future for consoles.
Yeah, then it says the bill also has three options for players. When a game goes off, that's an online game, it gets shut down. One is the company can release an update to allow for offline play. Another one's provide tools to the community to keep it going themselves. Or three, reimburse players proportionally based on how much time they spent with the game. So refunds. And it's they're saying it's basically the Stop Killing Games initiative that basically looking after using that. We'll see. I'm sure they won't be the only country to go out, because UK's... does a bunch and
go hard in the paint. Yep.
Yeah.
They already do with things. So they'll probably be, if anything, the EU will probably be the savior.
Mm-hmm. So because people have been canceling their PlayStation Plus subscription, Sony's been offering a whole bunch of the player people like 50% off 3 months, 40% off 6 months to get you back on to playing, which everyone always does that, but the 50% off the 3 month membership is pretty good.
It's not a bad deal.
Yeah. All right. Some Xbox news. We have 5 games coming to Xbox Game Pass for August 2026. As of right now, it's Beast in Reincarnation, Monsters Are Coming In, Sandistry, Grave Seasons, and then Renaissance: A Plague Tale Legacy. Grave Seasons looked decent from what I've of the games I looked at.
Ready to dig a grave in slacks.
Yeah. All right. They have so Microsoft had their Microsoft Rewards feedback portal request. The top request for them is the ability to redeem Microsoft Rewards points for Xbox Game Pass subscriptions, which is a good one.
That's simple. Zero cost.
There's a few other things on there, but that was the big one I liked. Xbox is teasing that they're going to have a big update. They'll be worth the wait in 2 weeks. There was normally an update that goes on weekly, but apparently they're holding off on one update to do another one. It says Xbox insiders on console. As you've seen, we paused fighting this week as we prep for next week. Thanks for being patient. The wait is worth the wait. I promise. That was a tongue twister for me.
That's one of the statements I hate. Like, something being worth the wait. It's like, what choice do I have?
Yeah.
whether it's worth the wait or not, I have to wait.
Mm-hmm.
I hate that.
Okay. So some video game retailers have sent messages to Xbox saying that they don't want the physical games to go away, and they're hoping that Asha Sharma can, you know, do something with that. Which, I mean, the game stores, that's one of their big things, the trading games and buying games, the reselling of games.
It's obviously less than ideal. I mean, we haven't talked about the impact to video game retailers, especially ones that sell pre-owned merchandise like GameStop or Play and Trade or,
yeah,
you know, any of those. It's certainly not ideal.
Mm-hmm.
You know, the all digital future was always coming.
It was, yeah.
You know, you weren't going to stop it. How GameStop handles this, I don't know. I mean, I don't know what it's going to be like to not be able, you can only buy new from them. I mean, we both know, like, GameStop doesn't make any money off their new games.
No one makes money off their new games. A lot of times they lose money.
So I don't know what the options are, but it will no doubt impact their business.
So I watched a YouTube channel of a video game store, and he was talking about how that he has new games he'll buy for like $45 and then sell them for $59.99, and then they'll put them on sale for $29.99, like PlayStation or Xbox or whoever the company is. And he's like, well, damn, I just lost all money because I have to sell mine for $29.99 now. Mm-hmm. He says he doesn't like buying a lot of new games unless they're like big hitters, Maddens, your Call of Duties. Games like that, Nintendo games do fairly well, but just the random PlayStation. So that's what the pre-orders are for, to get the guarantee. A game comes in, you have it, they can sell it at that time.
Yeah, I mean, and even the idea that like GameStop on their new sales are going to be selling cases with codes in them is also crazy.
Mm-hmm. That's what GameStop has gone to. We're taking Nintendo, Sega games, NES games.
Yeah.
So they're going back to that market. Say no, it's going
to
be
a market to be in now because yeah. Physical is hot right now.
Mm-hmm. Okay, next one. Xbox Game Pass has gone down to about 30 million subscribers. Recent, they had up to 60 million at one time, and they've lost 4 million since 2024.
They would love to lose enough to make that thing not a big deal to shut down.
Yeah.
I don't think that is in their vision for the future.
No. All right. Asha Sharma came out with an interview basically saying that she wants to have like three main cores for Xbox the future. The first thing is we will reset our content portfolio. Second, we will reset our platform. And third, we are resetting how we operate.
I would say she is like the queen of saying the thing you want to hear.
Mm-hmm.
Those are like the most obvious things you could say out loud.
Yeah. Yeah.
Like Xbox is failing. What are you going to do? We're going to make better games. Then we're going to make a better console, and then we're going to do better. It's like,
mm-hmm.
Well, yeah, I like her. She talks a lot though. And
time will definitely tell, because there's some drama going on. They just cut 3,200 jobs.
Yeah. Either closing studios or releasing studios, whatever mm-hmm. you call that. But it's like, when you look at Xbox, Phil Spencer didn't say, hey, I want to make bad games.
Yeah.
Like, he intended on those games being good. So her saying, like, we're gonna reset our portfolio and make better games, it's like, okay, how though? How does that work? Because you weren't trying to make bad games. You don't have studios that are not talented. You have some of the best studios on earth.
Yeah.
Like, why is it taking so long? Why are the games coming out broken? You know, what's happening to cause that? I've seen reports that they say it was lack of oversight. There was no oversight. It was do whatever you want and hope it works out.
Mm-hmm.
But still, it's like, I guess I'd be more interested, instead of a list on how you're going to get better, is to know how you accomplish that.
Right. And with those studios, it was Compulsion Games, Double Fine, left Ninja Theory, in Undead Labs. They're all gone.
Scroll up real quick. Just right back down where you are there. So Compulsion and Double Fine are going to be independent studios now.
Mm-hmm.
They leave with their IP, their catalog, and the games they were currently working on.
Which is good for them.
And then Ninja Theory and Undead Labs have entered terms to join new ownership with funding to complete and grow the Sinnoh game and State of Decay 3. Arcane's management is being required consultation works, council, review, blah, blah, blah. Yeah, so some of those studios are going, I guess, to a different parent company.
Yes.
And then what's crazy about Double Fine is Double Fine was independent for a long time. I guess I was hoping that you didn't see Double Fine shut down.
Mm-hmm.
Tim Schafer and that studio have been around for a long time.
So just a little bit of insight. My newest coworker, she used to work for Microsoft and she still talks to people at Microsoft. And she was telling us, cause me and one guy were talking about this, and she says they cut 3,200 jobs, but they've hired a whole bunch of people. And she says it's a Rasha Sharma came in and got rid of people. And she's bringing a specific type of people into the business. And it's causing some drama inside the workplace there.
Maybe, but her number three was change how you operate.
Yeah.
I mean, that's how you change how you operate. You change a lot of what's being pulled out are your like mid-tier management people.
Mm-hmm.
So, I mean, those are the ones that directly relate to how you operate.
And she used to work from home. Most of the time she would go into office once a week, once a month, for meetings and to do stuff, but she basically worked from home and she said, basically that's what Microsoft's doing. They cut a lot of the at home jobs. There's people that work from home. They want people to move there and to be there. And so you have a certain type of people that are willing to move there and work. So that's where a lot of the cutoffs are being. You get one person to do three people's job. Or less pay. All right. She also made a comment, which I guess upset some people. She's saying that Mojang and King will answer directly to her. Report directly to me. They have nobody else but themselves. King, for you guys, is the one who did the Candy Crush.
You know, the whole reason they bought Activision, you know, not for Call of Duty, just for King.
Yeah.
That's what they kept saying.
Mm-hmm.
I don't know why they need to report directly to her. I don't know if they should be reporting directly to her. I don't know enough about her to know what works and what doesn't. I'm not opposed to her trying anything. The problem I've had in this like transition between her and Phil Spencer is like the foot in, foot out.
Mm-hmm.
If you don't like the way it's going, let's rip the Band-Aid off. Let's get Xbox corrected, course corrected for the new one to come out.
Yeah.
But it's like, now if you work for one of the studios that's not reporting to her, is that weird? Or if you have to report directly to her, is that weird?
Right.
Like what's, I don't know how I feel about that. Like if you went into work tomorrow and somebody different came up to you and said, hey, you report to me directly now, nobody else. You'd obviously have some questions.
Yeah, like what happened? What's going on?
Is that good or bad? Like, yeah, mm-hmm. Am I about to get promoted and or fired?
I don't have another boss. Okay, wait a minute. Did I mess up somewhere or is it good because your other bosses want to hear directly from me, not a middleman.
Now imagine they just laid off all of your or half your coworkers and then you come in and they tell you report directly to them.
Yeah.
Like there's just, it seems like a scary time over at Xbox and I don't. I didn't read this article, so maybe she explains why. Obviously, they're important,
mm-hmm.
But strange.
Yeah. She said that here there was today in some parts of the company, work passes through as many 14 layers of management. We'll reduce management layers to no more than 5, where possible is 3.
I love it. Mm-hmm. Do that, though. Don't just say that. And a matter of fact, if every company in the world could do that, I would like that.
Yeah. Yep, that was the thing there. All right, some Nintendo news. Here we go. F-Zero 99 has been added to the Nintendo Music. I remember that was I didn't mind their in-game music on that one when I was growing up.
F-Zero had everything from that era had great music.
Mm-hmm. All right, another one. Mario Kart Tour is shutting down. It'll come to an end September 29th.
I was hot and heavy on that when it came out. That is the mobile game for people who are unfamiliar.
Yeah. All right, another one. Nintendo is still selling the original Switch in other areas, but they're not. They've completely moved from Europe because of the battery law that they have over there. I still like to see this
Switch. Yeah, it looks good.
Yeah, I was about to say this is what the Switch 2 needs to do: some colorful color stuff here and there.
It's so anti Nintendo right now.
Mm-hmm.
It's so like drab and boring.
Right. So they've also added some. They've added Game Boy and Game Boy Advance games to Nintendo Classics. Sword of Hope, Fortified Zone, and Wario Land. Then Dr. Mario.
Wario Land is a banger. Dr. Mario is an exceptional game that I am horrible at. But the what's that for? Fortified Zone looks like the cover of like one of those like trashy romance novels,
or one of those like Showtime Skinemax movies from back in the early 90s, or yeah, the early 90s.
Yeah, they look like they're about to shoot guns and then make sweet passionate love.
Mm-hmm.
They're oiled up and he's shirtless.
Yeah.
I don't know about that cover. but Wario Land, for those that haven't played it, absolute banger. And I don't know what it is about Dr. Mario. Every time I play Dr. Mario, I'm like, this is a special game, but I'm just god awful at it. My brain doesn't click with Dr. Mario.
Yeah, I'm not good at any of those little Tetris style games.
I'm okay at Tetris. I'm not amazing at it, but I'm just straight up bad at Dr. Mario. I don't know if I panic or what.
Mm-hmm. All right. So Pokemon Go, developer Niantic has a new name and a new logo. It is called Scopely Explorer, and there's the logo, like a folded. So
Scopely bought Niantic.
Yes.
They're the Monopoly Go people.
Mm-hmm.
They bought Niantic. It makes sense that they would change it. I don't know how much the Niantic name was worth. This isn't any better, though, for the record.
No.
Scopely Explorer, or however you say it. Like that's not better.
No. And I just don't.
The logo's also like a S, but it has a bird in the Explorer, too, so I don't know if it's the S or the bird.
Yeah, it looks like one of those like foldable like things where you fold paper. Yeah, organized. Yeah, that's it.
Scroll down. The bird looks like that, too, doesn't it?
Yeah.
It looks like an origami bird. I like the Explorer.
Mm-hmm.
It's also Explorer, not Explorer. I was saying Explorer like it was a Ford. But
Explorer. Yeah, I say Explorer myself.
Yeah, Explorer. I know I did two or three times, but it's Scopely Explorer. I don't care for that.
Yep. All right, so the Switch 2, Nintendo's come out saying the Switch 2 will have replaceable batteries starting sometime in the autumn of 2026, so in the fall. They will be shipping out Nintendo Switch 2s with replaceable batteries.
I guess if you and I didn't accomplish anything else by waiting, we'll be able to change our batteries. Mm-hmm.
Yep.
We might still have an ugly black system, but we'll be able to change our batteries.
And then 6 months later, they'll come out saying that we have an OLED screen, and then 6 months later, they'll have the light version.
I want everybody to hear me. Just hear me. I won't buy a black Switch 2. If it doesn't have, I mean, if it has like color controllers or something, the dock's not a holding point. I'm not buying a regular one.
Yeah.
Unless I come into like some gift cards or something like that, I'm not buying a regular one.
Mm-hmm.
I'm going to hold out. I've waited this long.
Same.
I do think it's awesome that you can change the batteries. It should have been that way from the start. And I'm glad that when we finally get one, that'll be a thing.
Yeah. So Nintendo says they're going to keep doing classics. They do like how people feel like a sense of nostalgia. when it comes to Nintendo at SNES and then the Game Boy and Game Boy Advance games. So they're going to keep on adding that to the online service because they know people really like that.
You know, I've talked a lot in the past about, like, I don't buy that people care about playing old Xbox games and PlayStation games. And I'll tell you, I don't think people care about playing most of these Nintendo games. But why I think it's smart is because IP is everything to Nintendo.
Yeah.
And it keeps those characters and those games top of mind.
Mm-hmm.
So, you know, Wario's Woods comes out and you're like, oh yeah, I forgot about Wario. You may not ever play that game.
Yeah.
Wario Land comes out, you know, whatever. You may not play that game, but you're reminded that Wario exists, which is what Nintendo needs, is for you to be thinking about Wario.
You're right.
So I'm okay with Nintendo doing it. And it is nostalgic as hell. I still don't buy that people are playing them at large clips, but I do think it's good for that IP.
No, when I did it, I jumped in. I would jump in Tecmo Bowl or a couple games here and there, do like a couple matches or a couple football games. I play like three of them or two of them. Exit out. Baseball, any nostalgia thing for me, I'll jump in for a little bit, play it, and I'm off.
It's not now that you got this pulled up, I take a Switch 2 in that purple blue Game Boy and Game Boy Advance and GameCube color.
I think that's where they missed the mark with these old Nintendo cut the gray.
Mm-hmm. I for sure would do like a gray and black one or a gray and purple one, but I would just do that purple.
Yeah.
Just give me anything. I'll do a white Switch too. You hear me? You hear how easy that is, Nintendo? Mm-hmm. I'll just do a white one. Just something other than that standard.
Right. Is your Xbox white?
Yeah, because I have the S.
Okay. I remember you had it. Xbox. All right. Next one, some random news. Assassin's Creed, Black Flag, sold really good. They did 2 million sales on opening day. People love the game. It looks good, even though the...
I've been begging for that game to come back.
Yeah, it was fun. I know when it originally came out, I remember Dan, a friend of the show, Dan, the original, really didn't care for it too much, but enjoyed playing the game. But I know I liked it.
That's not for me. I'm not going to play that, but people are very excited, and I'm glad it's selling well.
Yeah, it says it's already sold more than Assassin's Creed Shadows already.
Crazy.
Mm-hmm. But now, due to this, the studio is still plagued with layoffs. They're still looking about 51 members of the staff are on a chopping block. Which sucks that you spend all that time on there and then you have a successful game, you see how much money it makes, and then you're off.
That's just the world we live in.
Yeah. All right, with that, Rayman Legends... Retold is getting a Edward Kenway from Black Flag, his little costume. And there's Rayman with his Edward Kenway Assassin's Creed outfit.
That's fun.
Mm-hmm. All right, the next season of Fortnite is rumored to have Crash Bandicoot, Sonic, Mega Man, Kingdom Hearts, and a few other established IPs. And that's how they're staying in with Fortnite. That's one thing, that all the added IPs are adding into it, where you can be a different skin. Mm-hmm. Good for them. All right, some Lego news. So Lego's Ideas July 5th update. Some sets have added to the 10,000 reviews. There's a fire lookout tower. Looks pretty cool if you're into campsite stuff. I do like this. I think it's pretty nice. There's a hanging basket, which I can see that being done with some plants coming off of it.
It needs to be cleaned up a little bit, and yeah, it could be done.
All right. The Toastery Bakery. I really like this one. It looks like a toaster, but it's a bakery.
It's fun. This seems like a BrickLink set, though.
Yeah.
That would get like cleaned up and made nice.
Naples Corner.
Looks excellent.
Yeah, I could see this one being made too, because we've already got one light similar to this.
Yeah, the Riviera would look good next to that.
Paddington Bear. They can get the IP. That's a good set. I think they'll clean it up.
Yeah, you know I don't like the realism
yeah
stuff. I would take a Paddington minifig though if you're listening.
Then there's the summer turn petty. I don't know where this is from. They show a bunch of people in this. I don't know what TV show movie
from either. So I won't speculate because I don't know what that is. We probably should know.
Mm-hmm.
But I don't know what that is.
I mean, the house looks good. Yeah, the backyard with the pool, I do like that. The lounge chairs, I mean, it's a good looking set. I don't know where it's coming from, though. This Hybrid Theory album coming from Linkin Park.
There's going to be a time where Lego does album covers.
Yeah.
It'll probably be like the, what do they call them? Icons?
Mm-hmm. They'll do posters. The little.
Yeah, that stuff's coming. I'm sure it's coming at some point.
Yeah. Have a Metallica Lego poster on your wall.
Mm-hmm.
Then there's Hamlet Skull.
I think that's pretty badass.
Mm, opens up, you see it.
It's got a little Hamlet scene inside of it.
Yep. If they can get this, if they can get the lantern to light up, the little candle, be pretty cool. Capybara's Happy Place. If they did the otter, I can see them doing a capybara.
Yep, it would be great next to the otter.
Mm-hmm. They did a Ponyo.
Love it.
Looks good. Wayne's World Basement. I can see this being like a gift with purchase type thing. They can clean it up.
Gift with purchase it, but I freaking like it. And I will tell you that if they gift with purchase, I'll buy something to have it.
I think it's small enough to do a gift with purchase.
Do you pair it with? You need to pair it with like something where it makes sense with.
The car. You do the Wayne's World car.
You sell the Pinto.
Yeah.
You give this as a gift with purchase.
Yeah, you do like the Technic Pinto, and then you do this with a gift with purchase.
That would really chap my ass because I don't want a Technic set.
Right, but that would get you to but you would buy it to get it, and that's how you get people in the Technic.
Or I resell that.
Right. Then there's the old hangar, plain hangar.
They should also looks like a Bricklink set.
Yeah, looks very good. Cool.
They use the typewriter letters for it to spell hangar.
Mm-hmm.
See that?
Yeah. All right, next one, they've added the Lego icons, the Jaguar E-Type. They can do that also with the Wayne's World. They can do the icons instead of doing Technic.
Yeah, they could. That would be better for me because I don't like the way the Technic ones look as much, but I don't really want to get into cars.
Yeah, this is a really nice looking. The designer did a good job on this.
People are hype about this one.
Yeah, it's going to be a
bunch of buzz online.
$140, really released on August 1st. 1,673 pieces. Looks good. They also come out and say they're doing this Midnight Valley collection, Mayor Manor. It looks good. I mean, if you're into Halloween, this is a good set for Halloween.
So here's, this sucks because I guess they're going to release, I don't know if they're going to release a couple a year or one a year, but this is part of like a spooky season set,
mm-hmm.
which is great. They're funky. They're different. They're open back.
Yeah.
Why they didn't make these modular so that you could use them in like a spooky part of town is such a big miss for me.
Mm-hmm.
The minifigures are excellent. They're also all glow in the dark.
Yeah.
People are jazzed up about that cat. I guess that's the first time that cat's existed. I love the minifigures and I love the way the set looks from the front. It's open back though. And I hate open back so much. And it's a disappointment because if that was a full house, I would consider buying it.
And they're still messing up by having it drop September 1st. This needs to be all Halloween stuff needs to be October 1st.
Yep. I mean, you can go back 8 years and listen to me bitch about people messing up timing for spooky season stuff.
Yeah.
Like, let's just release Until Dawn in February. It's like, what the fuck are you doing?
Yeah. Well, all the Halloween movies, these scary movies coming out in February for Valentine's Day. Yeah. Whatever.
Do better.
Yeah, they also announced the Hubble Space Telescope. It's at 11382. It's a good looking build, like the little spaceman.
It looks good.
It's August 1st, $140. They've announced this Pokeball.
So good.
For a bunch of with the Pokemon stuff. First one is these upscale red minifigure. It's $80. It's one of the main guy. I don't know the guy's name. I don't play.
So it's not Pokemon. Ash. It's Red. That's what he is. Red. So here's what I want to talk to you about on this though.
Mm-hmm.
because you love the upscale minifigures, but you're not doing the Pokemon stuff. So where does this hit?
I'll probably get it just to have the upscale minifigure.
Yeah. Is his face all one piece? Is all one piece on those?
You
haven't put one together yet, have you?
No. His is one piece. One piece. Yeah.
Yeah.
All right. They have a Munchlax.
The most adorable Pokemon set so far.
Looks pretty cool. $70. Then there's the big Pokeball, the trainer ball.
I'm thinking about this one pretty hard.
Yeah, you said you wanted to go next to the question block.
It would look so good next to it. I have a speckled past with Pokemon. I've fallen in love with Pokemon games, and I've bounced off a lot of others.
Mm-hmm.
Pokemon is nostalgic for me. I didn't watch the cartoon, but the games for sure are nostalgic to me. This is for sure an adult set. It's an 18 plus set, and it just looks like it in every part of it. But it's the Pokeball. It opens up. It's got minifigures.
That's what I said. I like the minifigures. I do like how you get the two. You get Eevee and Pikachu.
Oh, the Pikachu, like actual animal minifigure, will be.
Mm-hmm.
That thing's going to be expensive.
Yeah, I can see if they put that in like the little Lego bin, I bet you someone's going to come in and buy all of them to have. Yeah, there's it opened up. I do like how they added.
Battle scene.
I do like how they added the greenery around the bottom and the base plate. All right, next one. There's the Arcane, actual officially $100. I didn't make the Pokeball will be $300.
Yeah, it is.
They also have this Rayquaza. It's a like a dragon scene. It's $120. I think it's pretty expensive for that. And it doesn't look like it's really a lot of pieces. I mean, it says it's 1,000 pieces, but they're tiny, small pieces.
I don't know enough about the like. To know which characters are beloved, but people are very excited about that one.
It's a good display piece.
Mm-hmm.
All right.
The only one I consider out of all this is that Pokeball.
Now, with that being said, the Pokemon Venusaur, Charizard, and Blastoise set 72153 is on sale in some places. Woot has it for 16% off, and a couple other websites have it for about 10% off if you're looking to get it.
Woot is that Amazon site before you freak out and say that you're not buying off a sketchy site.
Yeah.
It's like their weird, like, discounted Amazon thing. For the show, mm-hmm. Patman purchased something off there. It took, like, a really long time to come in and was not the Amazon experience, but it did come in.
It is sold out now, but it was on sale for $544.49.
Oh, look, it says Woot and Amazon company underneath it.
Yep. All right. Next one, now they have also announced the $200 Donkey Kong arcade machine, which we talked about, and actually it looks better than I thought.
It's perfect.
Yeah. It looks good.
It's so, so, so good. The Donkey Kong, those better not be stickers.
They're stickers.
They better not be stickers.
They are stickers. I'm looking at the way when you look at the picture, it's a sticker on a block. Mario is the only one that looks like he's not a sticker.
What about those corner pieces?
The corner pieces look like stickers on top of a plate.
Better not be stickers.
I bet you they're all stickers. I wonder what the hidden thing is going to be in this. You know, they always hide stuff. So is the back going to have like a mini figure Donkey Kong and Mario? And
I'm sure. Now, here's the problem I'm having is I'm like, should I? I've been on the fence about Pac-Man forever.
Mm-hmm.
But I'm like, if I'm going to get the pinball machine and I'm going to get Donkey Kong, is it weird to not have the Pac-Man machine?
It is. I'm getting this one for sure.
It's really good.
All right, so found this one. So Lego, it's called Stone Wars. They basically talk about Star Wars rumors, and there's a rumor that they're doing a Lego movie theater. It's set 75659. People are pretty jazzed up about it. So it's going to be at the theater with Lego. There's a couple pictures of it online. I'm excited for it. It's a movie theater model. It's going to come with the original. There's going to be a Lego version of the original movie poster as well. That comes with it.
Very cool.
And also with this, they're talking about doing the mini posters of the Lego themes. So any of these Lego Star Wars that you buy next year, there's going to be like mini Lego posters in with them, or with it, something with that. All right, Pick a Brick has added some new figures on here. I only brought this up because I saw Blue Milk is in there.
It's different though than normal Blue Milk. I almost kind of would like to have that.
Yeah, this little glass with the Blue Milk inside of it.
The classic space logos will be hot. Also, the I guess they're calling them mini footballers.
Mm-hmm.
But those little trophies have different color heads.
Yeah, this one's got a blue and yellow, blue body with a yellow head.
I've never seen a mixed color one. The jack-o'-lantern's also really good. I don't have one of those.
Mm-hmm.
I assume it's minifigure compatible.
Yeah, it looks like it's just a hat.
Mm-hmm.
So I just saw the Blue Milk and I thought that was pretty cool.
Hmm.
Might just stop by.
Oh, there we go.
So we have a black cape. There's the dark orange helmet.
$1.72 for a jack-o'-lantern head.
Mm-hmm. There's a red.
The little guys, yeah, the little guys are only 29 cents each.
Yeah, you can get a blue one and a red one.
I kind of like that hat with like the scarf wrapped around
it. Mm-hmm. That looks like a cop badge right there.
Yeah, that'd be good for you, detective.
Yeah. There's a white. There's some animals.
Oh, white spider hard pass. That black cat is 100%. I've got a bunch of black cats. Anytime I have to, like, if I buy the minifigures from the Lego store and there's like an odd one where you have to buy, like, there's four of them.
Yeah.
I always get a black cat for my accessories on the other ones.
There's a bunch of clear stuff, some parts.
The thing about Pick a Brick is they have a minimum that you have to hit.
Mm-hmm.
Which is good. There's your Blue Milk. Blue
64 milk. Cents.
64 cents. Yep. But you could get a handful of them.
Yeah.
They'll go like crazy for anybody who's doing like they're it's doing like their own like Star Wars builds.
Yeah. There's a lot of Technic pieces. So check them out. All right. So
Pick a Brick. So remember, that's different than the build your own minifigure, the minifigure factory. So if you're looking online.
So the last one, at least there's a series 30. There's some rumors about what's going to be in series 30. They're talking about a Raven Knight, an Oni Samurai Warrior, a Sea Monster, a teddy bear costume. It's going to be released in January 1st, 2026. And here's
the list. Game show host. Some of those are fun.
Yeah. Flower Kid. Florist. Lady with a corgi. And then there's
Knight. They already did the little pink knight girl. Mm-hmm.
Yeah, her.
It's the same one they showed, yeah.
Yeah, I'm just saying that they're just showing. So the Bennington Gondolier will be
the costume ones.
Yeah.
I need that race car guy. I have the boat and the train.
There's a sea monster and the lady with a corgi type. There's just some ideas. I saw that was pretty cool.
The corgi minifig will go hot.
Mm-hmm. All right. Well, that's all I had for today for you guys. As usual, to support us, head over to patreon.com/GameStitch. Contact me on our socials at @game_stitch at Whole Effin' Show. This is episode 697. We'll be back next week. Same time, same place. Goodbye, everybody.
Good night.